Welcome to Sunday Morning. My name is Riggs from Riggs and Alley on 103.7 KISS FM. It's our public affairs show, also heard on 99.1 The Mix and 105.7 FM The Fan. September is and was Suicide Prevention Month, and a very dear friend of mine from a very dear organization that I know, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Gina Orlando, the area director, is my guest this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Riggs. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. We've decided to meet outside, socially distant. Things are different now in 2020, aren't they? Everything is different this year.
You could say that again.
I mean, we would normally meet in our studio with a nice quiet room, but now we're kind of outside at a picnic area. I was like, I want to see you face to face. I want to be able to see you again and talk about the Out of the Darkness walk that is happening this year. It's just an experience this year. The Out of the Darkness experience, October the 11th, because suicide and mental health are still incredibly important, and it's vital this year, I feel.
I agree.
And even the suicide rates in Milwaukee alone had incredible increases from July to August. I haven't seen anything from September yet, but it's troubling that people are still suffering in silence, and it's happening even more now because we're being forced to isolate and stay away from our friends and stay away from our family. So how have things shifted with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention? Because I know you still offer programs. How are things being handled differently in the COVID era?
So as you can imagine, and like many other organizations, we quickly learned to pivot. And as you mentioned, we are still very much active in programs. We're offering our programs online, not all of them, but our key programs, Talk Saves Lives, More Than Sad, the parent module, and it's real, college students and mental health. These programs are still available. And you know what I'm noticing? So I'll tell you something interesting. We had a volunteer orientation recently, and because you can join us from anywhere, we had someone from Puerto Rico
really
who joined our virtual volunteer orientation.
For Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, the website, AFSP, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, .org/Wisconsin or Milwaukee,
yes,
is for the walk, afsp.org. So somebody from Puerto Rico was on for a volunteer, really.
Yeah, they wanted to learn more about suicide prevention, about AFSP. And I, you know, that's kind of the silver lining. We're able to reach more people than ever before, simply because we are able to go, you know, virtual with certain things. Now, that's an interesting word, too, right? So I want to say about our walk, speaking of pivoting, it's not virtual. I know that sounds weird, but to me, virtual means online. You're not really walking.
Right.
We've always offered a virtual option for people to participate in our walk. On October 11th, we want people to get out and go for a walk in honor of the Milwaukee Out of the Darkness Walk, in honor of the people that they are walking for, and in honor of every person who needs the work that we're doing right now. And like you said, it's more important than ever. So our walk is very much on. We're just not going to be walking physically together, although we will all be walking together in spirit. And I know that that can't replace an in-person event that we're all used to.
Right.
But we cannot give up right now. We just can't. That's not an option.
No. You mentioned the experience, and I think a big part of the walk is being together and having that sense of community, because that's a lot of what people need after you lose someone to suicide is that camaraderie. You need community. You need people that you can lean on, someone you can hug. How can people grieve now? What are good ways for people to grieve that we can't be together? I can't be with my friends to hug them. If you know that you lost someone from suicide, what are some ways that you can grieve with social distance? Do you have any suggestions for people?
I think we can be together. And I know that technology can't replace human touch. But reaching out, whether that's having a conversation through Zoom or on the phone. And there are, you know, there are ways too. I've gone for a walk with a good friend. You still have to be careful, wear your mask, take precautions. Don't go for a walk with 20 people, but if you know a friend might need you, or if you feel like you need a friend, I think it's okay to go for a walk. Our parks are still open. And I think that's another important thing. We have to look at the things that we can do.
Yes.
A lot of people, as you can imagine, we've received a lot of feedback. Well, it's not the same, and why can't we walk? It's outside. What's incredible is we had 6,500 people last year.
Yeah.
And so that's a lot of people, even if you're outside, and trying to be responsible and make sure that everybody is safe. It's a really not an easy thing to do, beside the fact that, you know, legally we can't do it.
Right.
But we get that. But think about this. 6,500 people walking together. If every person who walked last year decided to go for a walk on October 11th and take pictures and post on social media and talk about it with their friends, we would reach more people than we ever have before, simply because when we're walking together as a group, sure, those people who are driving past are going to see us. But you and I both know our event doesn't get the media attention that a lot of other events do. So mostly who sees us? The people who are right there, those 6,500 people who are that community of support, who are really there for so many others who've never been at an Out of the Darkness walk. And we can bring that experience to so many other people if we embrace the things we can do instead of focusing on this one part. What's different? We can't walk together and we're not having a live ceremony, but all of the other components that make up an Out of the Darkness experience still exist. We'll still have an opportunity to get you your honor beads, AFSP resources. If you've earned a t-shirt by raising $150, you're still going to have that. We're going to try our best to make sure that you have the opportunity to get that before walk day, so that on walk day you have all of those components and ideally a friend or two to walk with you while we are all walking together in spirit to fight suicide.
We're talking with Gina Orlando, the area director for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. The Out of the Darkness walk, the experience, the Out of the Darkness experience is still happening on October 11th. We're outdoors and there's a bee right now. The bees are really bad this time of year, by the way. They're really bad.
Yeah.
Tell us about, you were talking about honor beads. I know what these things are because I've been at the walk before, but what are some of the unique things that are attributed to an Out of the Darkness walk that people may not know about that are very nice touches? Like, for example, the honor beads.
So at our walks, we wear honor beads. And I think outside of being virtual, this is the other biggest question. Well, what about honor beads? So we wear beads, very similar to what you'd see at Mardi Gras, in 9 different colors. And each color represents a person's connection to the cause.
I would wear purple beads because I lost a relative to suicide. And I would also wear blue because I support the cause.
Exactly. And I wear green because I suffer from my own mental health struggles. I wear teal because somebody, more than one somebody, but people that I love also struggle. And so, yes, there's 9 different colors, and each person has the opportunity to get their colors. And it also, it's not just about wearing your colors, but really connection. You look around and you see other people wearing the same color as you, and you kind of form that connection. And for many, it's the first step in accepting their loss. So I actually received a call from a gentleman once after walk day who said he was hesitant to come. It had been 2 years since he lost his daughter. And when he walked up to the honor bead tent, he was going to walk away. He couldn't do it. But then he saw somebody else putting their white beads on, and he felt a connection with that person, and he took his beads, and he said it was the first time he accepted the death of his daughter and started to move forward.
That's beautiful. And that's one of the things that I love about those. So when you see people with their pictures for these Out of the Darkness walks and they're wearing these beads, you're like, oh, were they at a party? They're like, well, kind of. It's a celebration of life. It's a celebration of the people that we've lost. We're remembering them, but each color of the beads has its own meaning. What else is being added to the walk this year? Because it is an experience. Is there anything new that's being added in that hasn't been done in the past for the Out of the Darkness experience? By the way, afsp.org/Milwaukee to register and get more information.
To register for free.
Yes, it's free. It is free. It costs you $0. because it shouldn't cost you anything. If you want to fundraise, that's great. We love raising money for programs and research, of course, which is one of the, part of the mission of AFSP. But what has been done differently for the experience this year? What are some things that people can look forward to?
So that pickup that I mentioned, we're going to be doing the day before walk day. So on October 10th from 4 to 9 p.m., location to be determined soon, we will be having a t-shirt and honoree pickup. So if you've raised $150, you pick up your t-shirt, you get your resources. We're going to have walker swag bags for everyone there. We'll be having a special place for people to take photo, whether it's a team photo, photos with the walk committee, or by yourself. So one cool thing, each participant, when they come to get their goodies, will receive a luminaria. It's just a white paper bag that we're going to ask you to decorate in honor of whoever you're walking for, whether that's yourself, somebody you love. And so we're collecting these from all across the state. We have six events in our state. We're collecting these from each event. And we're doing an online ceremony on October 25th. And we're going to use different pieces from each of those walks. That's why the pictures are so important. We want people to share as much with us as they can. And we're going to put together this video. And as part of that, we're going to take all of the luminarias that we've collected across the state and we're going to light them. And that's going to be a big part of our ceremony this year.
That's really nice. So you're going to light them all in one big area? All the luminarias? That's cool.
Yeah, all the luminarias that we collect from all six events.
Oh, I'm so proud. I was the chair of the walk last year and I'm so happy that it's getting better and better every year, even though it's different this year. It's a different experience, but it's all still there. The community is there. Can we talk a little bit about the programs as well? Because people like to know where their money goes when they donate to things like the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Just tell us about a couple, you mentioned them earlier, Talk Saves Lives. Just kind of touch on what the basics of those programs are and how people can get information on those.
So one of the most important things that we can do to help prevent suicide is learn how to spot the warning signs, understand the risk factors, and know how to reach out in a safe and caring way. And we help people understand those things by bringing these programs to them for free, keeping up with our website and our social media. We will always have our programs posted for sure on our website. Most of the time we try to also share them on social media. So that's a big piece of where our funding goes. But I want to talk a little bit. I'm sure we've all heard that it's official. 988 is going forward. It will be running up and running by, I believe it's July 2022.
Okay.
So AFSP is a big force behind the advocacy for that three-digit number. We've been fighting for that for a long time.
I've been sending emails to our representatives for months.
Years. Even.
Yes.
So
a 911 for the brain, finally.
Exactly.
Finally.
And what's important about that is, so a lot of times people will ask, well, does all the money stay local? Most of it does.
Yeah.
And we utilize that to bring AFSP's mission to all the communities in Wisconsin. But we also are supporting things that are happening on a national level. Things like that 988 number. Mm-hmm. That's going to be utilized not just in Milwaukee, but everywhere in our country. That happens because people like you walk. People like you will post on Facebook and say, hey, can you send me a donation? $5, $10. There is no amount of money that we will not take. And all of this is happening because of these events. Our Survivors of Suicide Loss Day, which is happening virtually
In November
21st.
Okay, November 21st. Got it. AFSP.org/Wisconsin for the official date and all the information there. AFSP.org/Wisconsin. Yes.
But so programs for our loss and healing, like our Survivor Day event, we have a really awesome program called Healing Conversations, where somebody who has lost someone to suicide, most of the time it's a recent loss. Sometimes it's somebody who hasn't taken any steps for 18 years and it's the first time they're reaching out. They can be connected to a trained volunteer who has experienced a suicide loss, who can help them start their healing journey by providing resources, by just listening to them. And again, these are programs that have been created and implemented because of funds that we've raised at our walks.
The research that you've done with the grants that you do with the money that you raise. And the thing I like about that Healing Conversations program that you just mentioned, let's say you're a wife that just lost a husband to suicide or vice versa, or parents that lost a child to suicide. You can be connected with someone who has had a similar loss that can immediately connect with you. And exactly. You can have that connection and knowing what it's like to lose a child to suicide or a parent to suicide or a brother, a sister, an uncle, a cousin, anyone to suicide.
Right.
Someone that can call. Cause that's what you crave, is you want someone that knows what you're walking through.
Right.
I feel like a suicide is a different death, like unlike anything else.
I completely agreed. And it is. It's complicated grief.
Mm-hmm.
There's this whole different set of emotions that comes.
None of them
when
are wrong.
When you lose someone to suicide. Exactly. Yeah. None of them are wrong. And until you talk with somebody else who maybe experienced the same thing, like, let's say, feeling relieved,
mm-hmm.
something a lot of people won't talk about, until you know somebody else who is willing to share that they had that same feeling, not a normal feeling when somebody dies, relief, but
mm-hmm.
it's complicated, right? So that's the other piece. Not everybody wants to walk. That's okay. There's a lot of ways that you can get involved. This Healing Conversations program, this is a program we need volunteers for that exact reason. Because ideally you will connect a father with a father, or at least another parent, or a sibling with a sibling. And as we grow our volunteer base for that, the more volunteers we have, the better connections we can make and make sure that we're providing the right visit for that loss survivor who's reaching out to us.
Yes. Again, we're talking with Gina Orlando, the area director for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, the Wisconsin chapter. The Out of the Darkness experience is October the 11th. There's other walks that are happening around the state. Some have already happened. Some will happen. I know there's one in Walworth County that I believe is happening towards the end of October.
October 24th.
Look at
Walworth
that.
County.
Yeah. And all of these are up at afsp.org/Wisconsin. Anything else that you wanted to add before we kind of wrap up for our Sunday morning public affairs show?
I'm just going to implore you, don't let the fact that we're not gathering stop you from walking with us.
Mm-hmm.
We hear it every day. People need us more now than ever.
Yes.
People need you now more than ever. We need you to get out and walk with us. Share our messages of hope and let people know that this pandemic has not canceled the hope that we bring to people who have been affected by suicide.
It still happens. It's still a problem. And people are still suffering in silence. So don't be afraid to reach out, too, if you need help. If you've had thoughts of suicide, there's always the Suicide Prevention Lifeline number. Until it's 988, it's 1-800-273-TALK. It's 1-800-273-8255. You can text hello to the crisis text line. That's 741-741. By the way, did you know that in Wisconsin we got a fifth call center now?
Awesome.
We had four. Now we have five Wisconsin-based suicide prevention.
You know how that happens?
Through things like this.
Advocacy. Advocating for more funding for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Another thing that we do through our AFSB advocacy program.
Yep.
Another thing we're raising money for.
Absolutely. Saving lives and bringing hope to those affected by suicide. I love the mission, and I love you. Thank you so much for coming on this morning.
I love you back, Riggs.
AFSP.org/Milwaukee, the Out of the Darkness experience. Again, it's October the 11th. We encourage you to experience it. Walk with us. It's still going to happen, and it's still going to be in a beautiful event where everybody can still come together. We can't do it physically in person, but we can still connect digitally, and I love that. Thank you so much, Gina Orlando. We appreciate you coming on. This has been the Sunday Morning Public Affairs Show on 103.7 KISS FM, 99.1 The Mix, and 105.7 FM The Fan. I'm Riggs. Have a great day. Make good life decisions.